You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Halloween is not a verb. Part 5. Hebe is brave for art. Dodecahedron has created this mirror chat. Dodecahedron. Yo. The nice twin. You can't bring Yo back, Deck. It's dead. The nice twin. Hang on. Dodecahedron. Smirky goblin dance. The nice twin. Deck, you have no magic. How are you even on mirror chat? May cakes. Yo. I regret nothing. The nice twin. You could have texted me like a normal person or called down the stairs since we live in the same house. Hang on, are you in May's room? You're like 3 feet away from me. The nice twin. I can hear you typing. Dodecahedron. Mirror chat is wild. How do you even see the internet in this many dimensions? Dodecahedron. The talking cats are kind of a pain though. The nice twin. Oh, May put you on the kindergarten setting. Nice. Dodecahedron. I'd feel insulted if the talking cats hadn't just taught me to do this. Cauldron dance, pumpkin dance, disco frogs. The nice twin. Why? Dodecahedron. Newt, newt, newt turns into a unicorn. Dodecahedron. So, seriously, Hebe, I need a siren. The nice twin. The fire alarm is dodgy enough. We don't need to add anything to it. Dodecahedron. For my art, duh, can I draw you? May cakes. Chiming in here to remind Hebe of the bucket list of brave she planned to complete this final semester of being a uni student. The nice twin. Would I have to be, you know, dodecahedron, skyclad? The nice twin. No witch says skyclad, ever, except some of my great aunts we don't talk to. Dodecahedron. Anywho, only a little bit skyclad. I need back muscles, shoulder, lots of hair. No boobs. Be tasteful. No worries if you're not up for it. The nice twin. I'll do it. For the bucket list of brave. May cakes. Centaur dance. Amazon dance. Valkyrie's dancing with centaurs and Amazons. Dodecahedron. That is some hardcore dance-moji action. Respect. The pose was not uncomfortable as such. Hebe sprawled on her front over a heap of couch cushions, one arm outstretched. It was being observed that did not feel comfortable or familiar. She knew Deck and she trusted him, but she didn't think she'd be any less weirded out if she was wearing several jumpers instead of being bare from the waist up. He'd offered to take his shirt off too, which, if it made her feel better. She appreciated the thought, but told him it might make things weird. "You must be nearly done," she said aloud. He didn't need to sketch her face, at least. She didn't think she could have coped with that at all. "I mean, with your project." Deck had spent his entire third year sculpting women as mythical villains and monsters. "Yep, this will be the last piece," he said. "Still got to do a bunch of construction on my Maenad installation." May's lesbian D&D group sat for it, and they were wild. I barely escaped alive. How thematically appropriate. I know, right? He sounded pleased with himself. They got so into it. Pretty sure they're going to team up and do crimes now. So what happens next? I mean, with your project. It's all about the final end of your show. Got to be as impressive as possible. They do the full bit. Art critics, local patrons and all that. Fancy art shit. Sounds terrifying, Hebe said without thinking. But Deck laughed in his usual easygoing way. Sure, still gotta do it. Why aren't you freaking out? She asked. Somehow it was easier to ask questions like that when you weren't looking at a person, even if she knew he and his scritching pencil were scrutinizing her, capturing every detail of her bare spine and shoulders. It's our last semester. It's almost over. There was a rustling sound as Deck moved to another page. I know I want to make art, he said. I've learned a lot from the professors who aren't assholes. I reckon that being an artist, really making a go of it, well, it's not going to be that different to being a student. I'll still be living on instant noodles, still living here for as long as I can swing the cheap rent, still dating Viola, if I'm lucky. I know how to do those things. Can you shift slightly onto your right hip? Hebe complied. I feel stuck, she confessed. Like, I can't make decisions at all. Ferd asked me what kind of muffin I wanted for breakfast the other day, and I forgot all the options. I asked for cookies and cream. First of all, shut up. Cookies and cream muffins sound amazing. We should trademark that. True. Also, I'm pretty sure you just have one decision to make right now. Deadline to apply for honours is what, 2 weeks away? The Monday after Halloween, Hebe said dismally. Don't do this to yourself, Hebes. Fill in the form. You love being a uni student. You can take one more year, which opens up all those postgrad opportunities. Teaching, if you want to. That librarianship master's, if you want to. A doctorate, if you're really not fussy about getting employed later on. And if you change your mind, you can withdraw your app. Or say no when they accept you. Hebe's whole body tensed up. The idea of saying no if she was offered an honours place was impossible. How could she justify that? I still have some thinking to do. And wouldn't honours just be a way of putting off other decisions about my future? said Deck, unsympathetically. Isn't that what all honours students are doing? Except those who already know they want academia to swallow them whole forever, like my brilliant girlfriend, he added hastily. Nice save. Yo, Deck, said a familiar voice from the kitchen. You got a... holy fuck. Hebe froze, remembering all of a sudden that she was topless. Damn it. Holly wouldn't care. Holly would be all, excuse you, I just happen to be naked here. Hebe had no idea not to worry about what people thought of her. Sage, don't you knock? This is literally my living room, said her best friend and ex-boyfriend, who was hovering in the doorway, both hands slapped over his eyes. Are you being art right now? Well, I was. Now I'm being really embarrassed. Coffee break, sighed Deck. We can finish this later. Hebe had always been faintly embarrassed that her domestic magic had a tendency to construct throw cushions and cups of tea in a crisis, but right now she appreciated it. When she sat up from her siren pose, it was with several throw cushions casually gathered in front of her like a bouquet. So, said Sage, Halloweening. Just wanted to... Yeah, I'm gonna wait in the kitchen till everyone's wearing clothes. Not that it's weird, he added quickly. There was something about his discomfort that made Hebe feel a lot less awkward. She met Deck's eyes and he laughed, pulling off his Witches Roll Dice Bitches t-shirt and throwing it to her. She pulled it on, it was roomy and comfortable, and headed to the kitchen while a shirtless Deck followed her in. I feel so attacked right now, said Sage at the coffee pot. So, not to make it weird or anything, but do Vale and Ferd know you two are doing this? Hebe glared at him. Sage, remember you asked me to tell you when you were accidentally being patriarchal and offensive? It's not like it's the first time me and Hebe have seen each other naked, Deck shrugged. Hebe threw her hands up in despair. Sage's mouth fell open. Okay, Deck admitted in the silent kitchen. Now it's weird. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon. We can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, fiction serials, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.